Ed, could you talk about, do you think that one of the priorities, I mean, it's still the case, rather shockingly, that one in three Americans are still not vaccinated at all. Do you think that that should also be a priority? And also, is it, I mean, obviously, much of the world outside the Euro-American world has yet to receive sufficient vaccines to vaccinate their populations. What role does that play in the development and spread of these variants and subvariants? If more people are vaccinated, will there be fewer variants?
I think it will help. Vaccines, as I said, are really important, but I think the mistake that this administration has made for at least over a year is to assume that vaccines alone are going to do all the work for us. They do a lot of the heavy lifting, but they're not going to bring the pandemic to an end by itself, by themselves. We need to put in all the other measures that people have been calling for the longest time. We need cleaner air. We need a stronger social safety net so people can take care of their own health without risking the health of their families or their co-workers. We have needed all of those things from the start. And I think America's problem is that it assumes that it can just tech its way out of these problems, that once it develops the vaccine, things are fine. As we've seen, you can have great vaccines, and they're not going to make the difference that they should if there's a population that simply doesn't trust them, that won't decide to get them, where getting them is difficult. It's this field of dreams approach where we say if we build it, they will come. And if you have a population with weak social safety nets, with weak trust in each other and government, that's just not going to work. Like there's a sort of a fundamental deficit in American society that needs to be addressed, like right now, to make sure that these kinds of biomedical interventions actually work in the way that people hope that they will do.
Ed, we are going to continue after the show to do a post-show with you on your new book. Your new book is just out. It's called An Immense World: How Animal Senses Reveal the Hidden Realms Around Us. But give us a tease, a synopsis. You also wrote a piece for the called How Animals See Themselves.
Yeah, so the book is about the wondrous ways in which animals perceive the world around us. So every creature, whether it's a human or an elephant or a dog, is trapped in its own sensory bubble, the Umwelt. It can perceive certain sights and sounds and textures, but those are going to be very different to what other creatures are experiencing. So I can't smell the world in the way my dog Typo can. I can't sense the magnetic field of the earth in the way the sparrows outside my window can. I can't sense electric fields in the way a shark or a platypus can. This book is about expanding people's idea of the world around them to show what other animals can perceive. And by that, I hope that it shows with a world that they thought they knew in a completely new and magical light. Like when I walk the neighborhood with my dog, I get to understand all the things that he's smelling that I don't, and that means that even mundane aspects of my life become newly magical.
Well, Ed, we're going to continue this discussion because the book is magical. Ed Yong, Pulitzer Prize-winning science writer at The Atlantic. His new book is called An Immense World: How Animal Senses Reveal the Hidden Realms Around Us. And we'll link to your piece in The Atlantic. That latest piece is BA.5, The Reinfection Wave. That does it for our show. You can get that interview at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Gusta, Messiah Rhodes, Maria Taracena, Tammy Warrenoff, Camille Baker. I'm Trina Ndura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astu, Joe John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Masood, Mary Conlon, our executive director, Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Stay safe.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD, and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WTC and WTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from Keysport, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Mando Richard, and I've got quite the show planned. We're originating again from the studios of WRCT Pittsburgh, so it's not 100% predictable what's going to happen, but we've got a liquored up set at the beginning, we'll have a gospel set at the end, and who knows what'll happen in between. Well, let's get the liquored up set started, shall we? Here come the Morgantown Rounders with Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand.
Bottle in your hand, bottle in your hand, dance all night with the bottle in your hand, just for digging the fiddler grand. On a fence, ain't seen nothing of my job long since. Walked on home, couldn't get along. Here comes Sally with the pigtails on. Thank you.
bottle in your hand, a bottle in your hand, a bottle in your hand. Dance all night with a bottle in your hand, just for to get the fiddler dram. I worked in the city and I traveled in and out. I made good money, but it didn't last long. All the troubles were about women and song. I've got 'em, I've had 'em. Lord, Lord, Lordy, I've got 'em now. Now I had a brother done the very same thing. He worked all the winter, got paid in the spring. And when Pa asked him where his money had gone, all he could say was wine, women, and song. He's got 'em, he's got 'em. Lord, Lord, Lordy, he's got 'em now. Won't you heed my song? Keep your money in your pocket and you can't go wrong. Stay out of honky-tonk, cause it won't take long. If you go to mix wine, women, and song, you'll get them, you'll get them. Lord, 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 you've got them now. Slicker come to a town. He had liquor and he passed it around. And when I woke, my money was gone. All I could say was wine, women, and song. I've got 'em, I've had 'em. Lord, 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 you can have 'em now. He worked all the winter, got paid in the spring. And when Paul asked him where his money had gone, all he could say was wine, women, and song. He's got 'em, he's had 'em. Lord, 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 you can have 'em now.
Hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rollin Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
He doesn't mean to come on too strong. It takes all the strength he's got just to walk up to her table with his big old broken heart. And he stumbles on the way. He tries his best to smile, and he finally just says, "Forgive me, I haven't done this in a while. I just come here for the music. I get lost here in the sound. I ain't looking for nobody, but could I buy you one more round? Don't that fiddle play so lonesome? Don't that singer sing so good. I just come here for the music. How about you? Doesn't mean to seem so cold. He's just asking for a dance. Lord knows her body's willing, but her heart can't take that chance. She doesn't want to hurt his feelings. He's got an understanding smile, like he can see she's healing. Could we sit here for a while? I just come here for the music. I get lost here in the sound. I ain't looking for nobody. You can buy me one more round. Yeah, that fiddle plays so lonesome, and that singer is so good. I just come here for the music. I just come here for the music. How about you?
Memories and drinks don't mix too well. Jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again. What I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's all right. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin. Sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell. I light a lonely woman's cigarette, and we start talking about what we want to forget. Her life story and mine are the same. We both lost someone and only have ourselves to blame. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. I look like I'm having a good time, but any fool can tell that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell.
We'll be right back.
while you listen to the Fruit Market Reels from Nas's 2012 record called La Noix. And let's see, what are they playing in this set? Joe Tom's, Super Nose, and Bunton's Shigadon. Yes. Anyway, they call it the Fruit Market Reels. That's the medley you're listening to. And while you're listening to that, let me tell you about the music you heard in our Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the show, we heard from the Morgantown Rounders from back about 2006 doing Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand. And then we went back to the 1940s for Al Dexter. And he gave us, well, he was there with his troopers, Al Dexter and his troopers, Wine, Women, and Song. Then we went to about 2012 for Don Williams. And from his record, And So It Goes, you heard, I Just Come Here for the Music. Yeah, Heartbreak in a Honky Tonk. That counts. And the last thing in the set was from about 1980. Merle Haggard, complete with strings and everything. And that was Misery and Gin. Up next, we've got a track from Johnny and Jeanette Williams and Jay Shelton. They've put out a new record called So Much Time, So Much Love. And from that record, we're going to go back for... we're going to go back in time and hear their version of Guy Clark and Sean Kemp's Magnolia Wind. Hang on, let me push the right buttons and get you that song.
I'd rather sleep in a box like a bum on the street than a fine feather bed without your little old cold feet. I'd rather be deaf, dumb and stone blind than to know that you're mourning. Will never be mine. I'd rather die young than to live without you. I'd rather go hungry than to eat lonesome stew. It's once in a lifetime and it won't come again. It's here and it's gone on a magnolia wind. I'd rather not walk through the garden again if I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind. If it ever comes time that it comes time to go, sis, pack up your fiddles and pack up your bow. If I can't dance with you, then I won't dance at all.
I'll just sit this one out with my back to the wall. I'd rather not hear pretty music again if I can't hear your fiddle on a magnolia wind. I'd rather not walk through the garden again if I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind. If I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind.
Far from the tree, that is what the neighbors all say when they look at me. I know just how a fox feels running from the hounds, 'cause I have spent my whole life living your bad name down, living your bad name down. Oh, hard knocks came, living your bad name down. There's nothing I can say around here that anyone believes, 'cause you deal from the bottom of the deck with no good up your sleeve. But cards don't lie and odds don't blink, so your turn's coming round. And when it does, I won't be here living your bad name down, living your bad name down. Oh, living your bad name down. Blame, shame, the hard knocks came, living your bad name down. And shallow, narrow minds and memories of dead end streets, I'm gonna leave them all behind. I'm gonna give it one good long last look, then back out of this town and go someplace where I won't be living your bad name down, living your bad name down. Oh, living your bad name down. Blame, shame, the hard knocks came, living your bad name down, living your bad name down. Oh, living, living your bad name down. Blame, shame, the hard knocks came, living your bad name down.
Thank you. cooking in my kitchen, frying with my pan, using up the oil, trying to satisfy my man, who's been cooking in my kitchen, spilling sugar on the floor, leaving biscuit crumbs and honey, and my baby wanting more. Who's been cooking in my kitchen? Who's been sneaking in my door? Potatoes and making things so hot. Who's been cooking in my kitchen, shopping at my store, squeezing juice the lemons and butter in the corn? Who's been cooking in my kitchen? Who's been sneaking out my door? I'll be cooking in my kitchen. No more sneaking in my kitchen. I'll be steaming out my kitchen. He'll be begging me for more.
She was standing in the door with her shoes and her stockings in her hand and her little bare feet on the floor. When I was a little boy, I had me a Barlow knife. Now all I want is Shady Grove to say she'll be my wife. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going back to Harlem. Shady Grove, as sweet as brandy wine. There ain't no girl in this whole world that's prettier than mine. I wish I had a banjo string made of golden twine. Every time I play on it, I wish that girl were mine. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going back to Harlan. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love.
While you listen to Dennis Lichtman on the clarinet and the violin lead the Lovestruck Balladeers in a tune he made up called Waltz for Camilla, I'm going to tell you about that last set of music you heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Jay Shelton and Johnny and Jeanette Williams from their new record So Much Time, So Much Love. You heard their version of Magnolia Wind. And then, just for fun, I pulled out Robin and Linda Williams' record, A Better Day Coming, and from that, I played Living Your Bad Name Down. Then Donna Harula, from her latest record, Bang at the Door, gave us an interesting metaphor for cheating. Who's been cooking in my kitchen? Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then we played from Cheryl Cowood's C-A-W-O-O-D, Cheryl Cowood, from her new record, Bullet in the Cabin Wall. Bullet in the Cabin Wall, we played Shady Grove. Let's get back to the waltz for Camilla. Here comes J.P. Harris telling us the story of Otto Wood.
Seven buddies and listening to a song, sing it to your eye, but you might think it wrong. It's all about a man called Otto Wood. It wouldn't take more, but I wish I could.
stepped in upon shop a rainy day. With the clerk he had a quarrel, they say. He pulled out his pistol, struck him a blow, and this is the way that story goes. Folks spread the news fast as they could. Sheriffs are warned not to would. Well, the jury said murder in the second degree, and the judge passed a sentence in the penitentiary. But Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Oh, Rottowood, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. First time the cottonman's way out west, in a hold-up game, he got shot through the breast. Well, they brought him back, and when he got well, locked him down in a dungeon cell. Put him in the pen, but it done no good. Wouldn't hold a man in Galato Wood. Well, it wasn't very long before he snuck outside, put the gun on the guards, take me for a ride. Galato was a man that could not run, and he always carried a 44 gun. But he loved the women, Lord, he hated the law, and he just wouldn't take nobody's jaw. But Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Well, Otto, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. He rambled out west and rambled all around till he met two sheriffs in a southern town. Well, sheriff said, I can step to the way. We've been waiting on you every day. Pulled out his gun and then he said, you make a quick move, you both fall dead. Won't you crank up your car and take me out of town? A few minutes later, he was graveyard bound. But Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Lord Otto, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Lord Otto, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun.
There's a meeting, there's a lunch. There's a movie, there's a concert, there's a brunch. It's either on your own or in a bunch. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. There's a shower, there's a wedding, there's a church. There's a wake, there's a funeral, there's a hearse. And you're wondering just who has got it worse. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. Take a pill, take a powder, take a puff. Take another, cause one might not be enough. How you wish that you were made of sterner stuff. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. You could move to Texas or Kalou. Raise llamas in the middle of Peru. Friday evening she would still be passing through. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. Here's a message, here's an email, here's a text. And you're scared of what they'll be inventing next. There's nowhere you can hide that isn't hexed. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. You had problems, you had issues, you had spats. She even made you sit through all the cats. You broke up before you got the baseball bats. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. You can move to Texas or Kalou. Raise llamas in the middle of Peru. Friday evening she would still be passing through. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. You feel tense, you feel nervous, you feel blue. Cause you don't know what you'll say or what you'll do. Sunday morning when she's waking next to you. It's ex-girlfriend weekend. It's ex-girlfriend ex-girlfriend weekend. It's ex-girlfriend weekend.
I can while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thunk before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not just be a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain. Should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me, a balcony, above a voice sings so low, wherefore art thou, Romeo? I hear a beat, how sweet, just a register, emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel apart. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart. Life is sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the vim and verve. But I could change my habits, never more be scared of rabbits if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. Oh, I'd be on my stride, I came down to the core. I would roar the way I've never roared before, and then I'd roar and roar some more. I would show the dinosaurs who's king around the forest, a king they better serve. Why, with my regal beezer, I could be another Caesar if I only had the nerve. If I only had a heart. If I only had a brain. If I only had a home.
To that old trend. transistor radio, you were a vision of a joy forgotten long ago. I didn't know I needed love. I didn't know I needed you. Now you are the fire and the flood, and you've been making all things new. The day when I first met you, far too clever to realize that I had come the fool that I was hurting. And I never felt so confused, I wasn't certain exactly how I'd make it through.
I didn't know love. I didn't know I needed you. And now you are the fire and the flood, and you've been making all things new.
Hang me, I'll be dead and gone. watch me now do the gallows. It's the last they'll see of me, and all the
are listening to The Coyote Trail from John Reichman's new record, New Time and Old Acoustic. And that's Trent Freeman doing the fiddle. Break on that. And while you listen to this, I'll tell you about the last set of music and get you ready for the station break at the top of the hour. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard J.P. Harris and his band Dreadful Wind of Rain. And they did that ballad about Otto Wood, a bad man with a gun. Yes. I love those old traditional ballads. And this is from J.P. Harris's record, Don't You Marry No Railroad Man. Then, just for fun, I played Terry Kitchen's Ex-Girlfriend Weekend from his record, Lost Songs. When I worked at the University of the Delaware, for a while I was the only guy I knew with an on-campus and an off-campus ex-wife. Ah, yes, so I could relate to that song. And then we continue the silliness with If I Only Had a Brain, that song written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg for The Wizard of Oz, and it was performed for you there by Ellis Paul from his record Ellis Paul's Traveling Medicine Show, Volume 1. And then you heard from Graham Janes, and from his new record called Seasons, you heard The Fool, a great love song. And then the last thing was from Ferris and Jason Romero's new record, which is called Tell 'Em You Were Gold, and you heard Been All Around This World, also known as Hang Me Oh Hang Me. Okay, it is almost time for our station break, but when we come back, you'll hear more great music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thank you.
are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com. And you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle dangle, yickety doo, yickety da, ping pong, lippy tappy too ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
Here comes Dodie Kalik, Kathy Kalik's mother, from a record that Kathy Kalik and just put out called Kathy Kalik and Friends and Dodie Kalik. What are they doing in heaven today? Anyway, here's Dodie Kalik doing Red Clay Country.
I'm going back to the red clay country. I'm going back to the red clay country. I'm going back to the red clay country. That's my home, darling baby. That's my home. Ain't no hammer in this mountain. Ain't no hammer in this mountain. Ain't no hammer in this mountain raised like mine, darling baby, rings like mine. This old hammer rings shines like silver. This old hammer rings like silver. This old hammer rings like silver, shines like gold, darling baby, shines like gold. Take this hammer, throw it in the river. Take this hammer and throw it in the river. Take this hammer and throw it in the river. It'll ring right on, darling baby. It'll ring right on. Told old Hattie, look out your window. Told old your window. Told old Hattie, look out your window. I'm passing by, darling baby. I'm passing by. I'm gonna miss you when you leave me. I'm going to miss you. I'm gonna miss you when you leave me. That's my song, darling baby. That's my song.
Some of these days, gonna miss your honey. Some of these days, I'm going away. Some of these days, gonna miss your honey. I know you're gonna miss me, sweet darling. I'm going away. Some of these days, oh, you're gonna be sorry. Some of these days,